As the country gets ready to mark the first anniversary of the September 11th attacks, many in New York are reflecting on the changes the past year has brought. Larry O'Connor is an editor at the Wall Street Journal. He has not been back to his former office in the financial district since he left it, covered in glass and ash on that awful Tuesday last fall. He sent us these thoughts.
I am a van man. You know the vans. Boxy 12-seaters in dark shades of green, olive, and gray. With my fellow van men and women, I sit straight-backed and solemn, 2 hours each way to our new workplace outside New York City. At 7 a.m, I see from high upon the Verrazano Bridge the place where I once worked, the World Financial Center, across the street from Ground Zero. I am one of the permanently relocated employees, the handful of van riders who remain. Our employer, the Wall Street Journal, has been moving the others back to the city since last year, and now the move is all but over. My page one friend in Manhattan has a view of the whole. When he goes to David's for a muffin, tourists ask him what it looks like from his office window. Before September 11th, we were 400 strong, proud of our jobs, our place in the world. A year later, we are pushed out of our lives, still shell-shocked, unmoored. In my Manhattan job as a copy editor, I wore pressed white shirts, a tie, polished shoes. On the van, the ties didn't last long. I rubbed away the dust from the attacks that was caked on my shoes, but I've not polished them since. A colleague, once known for his snappy clothes, wears khaki shorts, white socks, and sneakers. Once on the van, he stared blankly for an hour, not moving an inch. On Thursday, he jumped into a deep puddle in the parking lot. We don't talk on the van anymore. It has been a year, and there is nothing more to say. Readers of our newspaper can see that we are no less dedicated, but something of the spirit is gone. Even to those who have returned, Manhattan has been taken from us. The walks along the Hudson, summer concerts at the World Trade Center, the visits with relatives to the towers, which I had long since stopped marveling at. But I have been careful not to let my feelings intrude on my work, not to complain too loudly when the company reopens the downtown newsroom with fanfare that we're back. But the truth is, we're not back. After September 11th, reporters worked from home and editors rode the van, the train, and carpooled to their work outside the city. Now, most have returned to the building downtown, but they're not back, to a life that can never be the same. Meanwhile, we van riders live day to day, wincing at the thought that it is once again getting darker earlier, dimming our view of Lower Manhattan every evening on the road to what we have lost. I remain convinced that mine is a wound that will heal, but I'm not there yet.
Larry O'Connor is the author of The Tip of the Iceberg, a memoir about his father.